prepare them turn the salt, put them in the pot, let them boil. And I had a pound of salt mackerel. And I put that, soak it out and put it where it says to boil so the salt could come out more because too much salt ain't good. And when I done it, when everything done, I just put the mackerel and the breadfruit and I ate that. It was sweet.
That's good, huh? What does breadfruit taste like?
It tastes like any ordinary provision.
Like potatoes or something like that?
It ain't sweet, but it tastes like that.
Something. What does a breadfruit look like?
You never seen
no,
breadfruit?
I don't think so.
Everyone gets to, you know.
And I have never seen one of those in my life.
Never?
Never seen one. Never seen one. If I saw one, I think it was a mango. It was
mango?
Green. Yeah.
This is a breadfruit.
It's green. They're always green like this.
Yes.
And so I don't want you, now I don't want you cutting this. I want you to describe it for me. You cut this open and then what? There are a lot of seeds in there?
No. No seeds.
No seeds at all.
They don't grow by seeds.
I see.
You have, you know how they graft the mango tree then? You ever see people graft mango tree?
I heard about that, yeah.
Well, you will, the trees would come send up young slip.
Oh, I see.
And you'll go and you'll dig a slip from there and you will plant it in the ground.
You have a separate breadfruit tree. Right?
Yeah, so you don't go by seed. No seeds in all what in this now is just some things to cut out, they call that the guts. You cut it out and you got the raw meat to eat after.
And you boil it or
boil it.
Do you ever fry it?
No.
Just boil it.
Boil it.
And it tastes kind of like potatoes.
It could roast.
Yeah.
If it's well big and full, you put it in your oven and you are in fire and you roast it.
I see. You know, well that's interesting. There's another vegetable. I don't know if I have that with me now or not. Probably don't.
About them.
Where do you do it from?
Something like a Christine or something like that.
Christophine. Has a lot of sugar thing.
Yeah.
You peel it and when you open it, you see the little thing up there, you cut it out. It's very nice. Something like pepper.
Yeah.
The meat is like pepper.
Yeah, and kind of like squash. Isn't it?
You said squash, I said pawpaw.
Pawpaw, is that what pawpaw is? Is that pawpaw is squash?
Well,
what is pawpaw?
I have none.
No. But I had that at a restaurant this week, and it was so good. I asked her what it was, and she got me some more and wrote it down for me.
She told me
where I could buy it. She told me the store where I could buy it.
I think Ram selling.
I think that's the one she mentioned.
Ram selling. They have something on them like soap.
That
like sugar painting.
Mm-hmm.
They're disgusting to grow, you know. That's the only thing with them. It's very disgusting to grow.
How about do you have your own, do you buy, when you breadfruit, do you go buy breadfruit?
If I ain't have none, if my son ain't going to the hills and get one, I had to buy it.
Is it growing wild on the hills?
Yeah.
You can just go up and get. And how many would you, how much breadfruit would you use? Let's say you had four people.
Well, if I don't cook soup, this is enough.
Yeah, that's enough for four people.
Yeah.
I mean, you that would
be. This alone I'm going to cook.
That with mackerel. That would be.
Oh, yeah.
Or any fish.
It's sweet.
Any fish.
Yeah.
Huh? I see. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds
but
great.
This is sweet. Sweet with the mackerel. I tell you, sweet me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a boy who loves these.
Mm-hmm.
I would eat them, but I don't love them.
Mm-hmm.
I love the sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But my son loves these.
Uh-huh. Are they the same as yams?
No.
How do
yams eat different.
Uh-huh.
Yams is something different to these.
Uh-huh.
These eat more finer.
Uh-huh.
These eat more finer.
Uh-huh.
Yams ain't so fine like these.
Uh-huh.
You ever eat a sweet potato?
Yeah, sure.